Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, August 1st, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Transportation and Logistics Industry Report. Benchmark International has released the 2024 Global Transportation and Logistics Industry Report, offering insights into the sector's growth and trends. The global freight and logistics market is projected to reach $18.69 billion by 2026, with a 4.4% annual growth rate. Key drivers include trade agreements, technology advancements, and e-commerce growth. The report highlights trends like green logistics, advanced technologies, and the last-mile gig economy delivery. M&A activity is expected to increase, driven by lower interest rates and market conditions. For more information, visit Benchmark International's website.
Copper is having a resurgence thanks to renewable energy and EV push, and World Copper is positioning itself to benefit. Copper is experiencing a resurgence driven by renewable energy and electric vehicles, with demand expected to outstrip supply by 2035. World Copper Ltd. is well positioned to benefit, with a copper mining project in Arizona, a state known for its copper production. The Zonia project has a significant copper resource and infrastructure advantages, making it a low-risk, high-reward investment. World Copper's environmentally friendly mining process aims to achieve net zero CO2 emissions, appealing to ESG-focused investors. With a seasoned management team and a strategic location, World Copper is poised to be a major supplier of copper in the green energy transition. New England Wildlife Control unveils rebranding and new website launch. New England Wildlife Control has unveiled a rebranding initiative, including a new logo that represents their commitment to humane wildlife management. The launch of their new website, newenglandwildlifecontrol.com, signifies a milestone for the company. Owner Sean Natto expressed excitement about the changes, aiming to enhance customer service and satisfaction. With a focus on environmentally friendly practices, the company offers wildlife control and pest removal services for residential, commercial, and industrial clients. For more information or to schedule an inspection, visit their new website or contact them at 978-494-1261.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.